Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2 in here, and I've got JN2 in here with me as well.
Hello.
And we're going to do a catch-up book. Oh, it's the 21st of February, 2013.
I got it right that time.
And this is my audio blog, and it's a February catch-up. So, looking back at the week three topics.
So this SM2N catch-up boom.
Infamous. I think I've missed off number 17. What's the best holiday you've ever been on?
Yeah, too many holiday questions.
What's the best holiday you've ever been on? I think I talked before about Maldives was really good.
Yeah.
That was our honeymoon. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only one. You know, you only ever have one honeymoon, so surely that should be best holiday.
No, it's not about should be. It's which one was.
No, but I think it's right that it was though, isn't it?
Yeah, Maldives was amazing.
Yeah.
So I think I'd say that one and going camping with Dad. Those were always pretty good. It's a bit of a difference.
Didn't we talk about that as well?
Yes.
We did, yeah.
In a different context.
Of course, if you get married again to someone else, then you would have, then you'd potentially have another honeymoon.
So.
But yes, let's not do that. Good. Okay, next question.
Yeah, let's not do that. Next.
Next question. If you were the opposite.
Just so I can have another holiday.
That's a lot of rigmarole, isn't it? Just to get a nice holiday.
Yeah.
If you were the opposite.
It's cheaper to just book one.
Now.
Yes.
Yana.
Yeah.
If you were the opposite gender.
Present.
What would you have been named? Would you have been a Yan?
I would.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
my parents wanted something really short. Which is really annoying, actually, because they wanted something really short that you can't shorten to make it sort of, you know, cutesy name. And I've been annoyed with that all my life because my friends never really know what to call me. They just always call me Yana because there's nothing else you can do with that name. And yeah, if I'd been a boy, I would have been a Yan. Both names are Czech, by the way. So, yeah, but the Czech, well, no, that's going too far. But yes, Jan. Mm-hmm.
And is it the, what would Jana be in a different language?
Oh, I don't really like that. I don't really like if people do that. I mean, it is a bit, see, the problem with Jana is, okay, the Germans know it, but a lot of other languages can't really pronounce it or don't know how to pronounce it. And then, I mean, I don't really mind how they pronounce it. It's just, I'd rather they let me know beforehand so I know that I can answer to it. So, I don't know, so French-speaking Switzerland, I was Jana. In Spain, I'm always Jana. I don't like that at all. Then here it's anything from Jana, or if I say it's Jana, then they just spell it with a Y instead of a J.
No, but isn't the English weird. The English equivalent would be Joanna, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Jane, I suppose.
Or Jane.
Well, there's loads of them that, because it comes from the Hebrew, so there's loads of every language has a version of that name. So yeah, Jane, Joanna, Jeanne in French, Juana in Spanish, Gianna in Italian. Yeah. So yeah, you get that. So yeah, but I don't know. My friends in that country, I kind of prefer if they use the local version, if they find it difficult to pronounce my name.
Okay, next question. This is 20th.
No, sorry, that's not my boo. Tea making. What have you been?
I've been?
Yeah.
If I had been a girl?
Yeah, you haven't really answered yet.
I was told that I would have been Sarah if I was a girl.
Aww. Yeah, I could say that would have suited you.
What? What? does that mean?
Nothing. Yeah, it's nice.
What suited me?
Sorry, maybe I should say I've had a very large glass of red wine tonight to celebrate the
It was only red wine glass size glass.
It was a very big glass.
It was a red wine glass.
Yes, a big one.
No, it was a red wine glass. It's and a standard you filled size. It
to the top.
I didn't fill it to the top. There were at least 2 centimetres at the top. And I had exactly the same amount in my wine glass, and that was
also... It didn't affect you the same way, obviously.
No.
Anyway, we were celebrating.
Yes, what were we celebrating?
The publication of the latest Jam Folder song.
Oh, yes, Blue Order. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Very good.
Yes, which is brilliant, so...
Yeah, I'm really pleased with that, actually, yes.
Good. I'm glad you're pleased.
It's yes, really it's taken us, taken James and me, since November the 10th?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been sort of 4 months. 3 months?
Mm. Yeah, but it's so worth waiting for. It's come out absolutely brilliantly.
Yeah, it's our best one yet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it on audioboo.fm/... I think that glass of wine is kicking in there. audioboo.fm/jam folder. It's the name of the
band. Yes, so I think everyone should go and check that out.
Check it out.
Yes.
It's called Blue Order, and it's almost 5 minutes in length. So yes. plenty in there for you to listen to. But if you haven't got 5 minutes to spare, then, you know, it just about fits in. So it's good. It's a good manageable length, really. Not too long, not too short.
Well, it's a song, yeah. Mm. It's sort of song length.
Yes.
Anyway, and after this rather shameless plug.
Yes, rather shameless.
But it's definitely worth it, though.
Thank you. Yes, so tea making.
Sorry, tea making.
Pot yeah. or mug?
Back to the profane.
Profane?
Is it profane? No, it's probably... I probably need another. Profane? No, what? Prosaic. Sorry.
Okay, right.
Things in life. Tea making, yes. Sorry, what's the question?
Pot or mug?
Mug. Next. Oh, no, it's your boo, sorry. Shouldn't really be answering this.
I quite like tea made in a pot, but I can never be bothered to do it. So...
It wouldn't be really hot anymore. Or we have to drink it really quickly or whatever. No? Well, I mean, the length we let our tea stew, we might as well put it in a pot, actually. They'll probably be the same temperature.
Well, if you put it in the teapot, then the surface area would actually be lower than
in
a teacup.
You need an extra tea bag, though, and then that would be more costly if you have to throw in an extra tea bag every time.
True.
Ha.
But it's worth it. But the good thing about that is that you can...
Yes.
Then you can put the milk in first. And then you can put the tea on top.
Whereas if you make it... First, as really if you make
it in, if you make it in the teacup, in the mug or whatever, uh-huh. then the milk goes in second, so...
Right.
Or, in fact, third. The milk goes in third, doesn't it? Because the tea bag goes in first, then the water.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah, comment in the comment section, please. Has the red wine had an effect on Simon?
I will always say this, though. It's always you should put the milk in first. Yeah, but
you don't usually go first, second and third, though.
No. Yes, so anyway. That's why tea's better if you do it in the pot. And, yeah, but the surface area is reduced, so therefore it doesn't cool down as fast. And you can put a tea cosy on there to keep it warm. Whereas mugs don't usually have cosies, do they?
Yours does. You have one with a cosy.
I have one mug that has a cosy.
Yeah. Yes.
That I got for Christmas, I think.
And we don't have a tea cosy. Yes, you did. From your very own daughter.
From my only and most favourite daughter.
Yes. She chose it for you.
Question 21. That's today's question.
Oh, gosh.
Is there a God?
I think I'll skip that one. I don't know.
You don't know if there's a God?
No.
Hmm.
What do you think?
It's an interesting, because it doesn't say, do you know if there's a God? It just says, is there a God? But it's interesting that you've made it that you don't know. Because people that believe in a God, they believe in a God, but they don't necessarily know that there's a God. So,
you think they wouldn't say that there
was
one?
If the question was, do you know if there's a God?
Hmm.
Then possibly everyone would say, no, I don't know for certain that there's a God. I just believe. Some of them would say, I believe there is a God.
Hmm.
So if the question was, do you believe that there's a God? What would you say?
Hmm. Well, I can't be sure. I wouldn't want to go either way. Because I really don't know.
So you just know believing without knowing?
Sorry? This is going a bit too deep for this time of night.
There's no... Is there no... No, but is it possible for you to believe something without knowing it? For certain, or having proof?
Oh, yeah.
But not in the case of God?
Well, I don't know. I just wouldn't want to say no, I don't. Well, you see, the thing with saying no, I don't believe, then, you know, I kind of think, well, partly it's just because I don't know, so I wouldn't want to say, right, I don't believe it. But also because I'm always afraid of, you know, people who do believe it, I wouldn't want to
offend them
by no. saying I don't believe in something that they believe in. So, you know, whereas I'm quite happy to believe in what I believe in and quite happy for them to do the same thing, but I wouldn't want to say that I don't believe in something that they believe in case they think that, you know, that devalues it somehow, or, you know, I don't know.
No, that makes sense to me. You don't want to offend people. You don't want to deny their beliefs or whatever. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yes.
That's fair enough.
Because I just really don't know. So,
I mean, there's all sorts of religions around the world, isn't there? That that have different gods, and some are polytheists, and some are monotheists, and so presumably they can't all be right, can they? Because they contradict each other in terms of the gods that exist or don't exist or whatever.
Yeah, see, because I believe there is something, but...
You believe there is something?
There is something, but that's probably why
what sort
people,
of thing?
People, I don't know, some sort of, you know, sometimes people call it fate or coincidence or, you know, because it's just, sometimes it's just a bit strange, you know, things that happen. So, and I think that's probably why there's different religions, you know. People have sort of different belief systems.
Well, so sometimes things happen that seem
can't
to
be explained, maybe that's it. That can't be explained scientifically. And even if you have a scientific explanation, sometimes you think, well, that's still a lot of a coincidence that happened, and I don't know how much of a, you know, how much coincidence
so
is.
It looks like there's design. Looks like there's been a design.
Yeah, kind of.
So if you throw two dice and they both land on six, is that just a natural chance or is that design?
Well, so no, it depends what the rest of the context is. I mean, that just sounds like coincidence. But if it happened all the time, for instance, then I'd want to find a rational explanation for why that's happening, such as...
Okay, but if it happens, yes. And, you know, if you throw a dice 100 times and on one occasion you get two sixes, then you'd accept that was just chance,
yes.
Even though it looked like a nice design.
Yes.
it was actually...
If I did it once and I just did it,
you could accept that it was actually a logical...
Yes. But if I'm in a situation where I can take it as a sign, or, you know, I want that to happen or whatever, then, yeah, one could think, oh, that's a bit of a coincidence. But, yeah, then you're interpreting
exactly.
it, though.
Yeah, see, exactly. So it doesn't prove anything, does it?
No.
No.
No, it's just sometimes there's a sequence of events where, you know, I'm sure there's lots of theories that can explain these things, but it's something that's just a bit weird how things happen and how things happen for a reason and, you know, who decides on that reason. So I don't know. It's just a bit odd, but I'm not able to say how and why these things happen and that it's a God doing it or not. I don't know.
Well, I believe in what Oscar Wilde said. Oscar Wilde said that science is a record of dead religions. And I think it, just because we don't understand exactly, science can't explain why something happens, maybe it just means that the science hasn't developed enough yet to explain that. But if you rolled back 500 years or 1,000 years or something, there'd be all sorts of things that would seem magical and, you know, inexplicable that are now perfectly well explained by science.
Of course.
And I think just as science develops further and further...
Oh, yeah, things, I do accept that.
...things that may seem to be...
Maybe there will be an explanation for these things. Maybe not even in my lifetime. But, you know, on the other hand, I do think, you know, it's a little bit of mystery in life is quite nice. I don't know. It's just I've not grown up with a religion, so I'm not used to it. It wasn't a done thing when I was growing up. It was frowned upon, so I've not really. And since I've not grown up with it, it's always been just, you know. Just one thing that other people believe in. So, you know, respect it, but it's not something that I've done. So, yeah, I don't know. Does that make sense? I'm not explaining this very well, sorry.
So when you grew up, the religion was communism, was it?
Well, they didn't call it a religion, but yes.
But that was the doctrine that everyone believed
in? Mm-hmm.
And so instead of God, you had what?
Well, you know...
You had some leader, did you?
Yeah, but that wasn't about God. I mean, you know, you wouldn't call it religion or God because...
No, but I'm saying instead of God, you had Putin or someone, did you?
Well, yeah, it wasn't Putin. It was
Gorbachev.
It was Hanukkah, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Hanukkah, there you go. So you had Hanukkah rather than God.
They didn't really, you know, it wasn't the same parallels. Anyway, let's just say that, yeah, religion wasn't a big part of most people's lives.
Oh, so did they have religion as well as communism then?
Oh yeah, there were vicars and yeah.
But it was more of an optional extra.
It was, because it was frowned upon, and because the regime kept an eye on them. So, not a lot of people bought into it. They were looked at sort of as free thinkers possibly, and that wasn't something that the regime wanted. So, because I remember there were some of my classmates. Their parents were religious, or they even had a vicar for a parent, and. They were just, I don't know. So you could do it, but you wouldn't sort of talk about it a lot.
Interesting.
So, and that's just kind of how I grew up with it. So my parents just always said, you have to respect it. It's other people's beliefs, so you have to respect that. But we just didn't do it, even though my parents used to be in a church. My mum paid church taxes all her life, but never went to church.
Well, it's obviously left a lasting impression on you.
In what way?
Well, those beliefs still resonate. Anyway, we're running out of time. Thank you very much for being on my boo.
Okay, thank you.
Night. Toodle-boo.